This is Billy Brim, the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast, and the program you are about to hear is from our 2014 Autumn Assembly of Prayer in Branson, Missouri.
Now, here in the book of Isaiah, would you turn there with me. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be scarlet, they shall be white as snow. The only thing that's going to keep you in a place where your prayers are not getting through is because you're not humbling yourself and you're not praying. Amen. And you're not seeking his face. It's not him. He's not holding out. He said, though your sin be scarlet, they'll be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Not just willing and obedient. That prayer for me more than once started out, I'm willing to be willing. Because I don't want to miss out on this, but I'm having a lot of trouble with my flesh and all the pressure that comes around it. But I am not willing. I am not willing to be unwilling. Amen. I'm enjoying the good of the land. Amen. Now, but if you refuse and rebel, you'll be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord said it. He has said it. You can depend on that. You can believe that you can depend on that. There's not a yeah, but in there. He said it, then that's the truth. And if that's not taking place, it's not because he's not doing it. If it isn't taking place in your life, it's not because he's not doing it. It's because somebody else is not doing it. And that somebody else is you or me. We find ourselves right here. We have to go right back to this, and we have no excuses. He set before us life and death, blessing and cursing, and told us to choose life, choose him. Amen. And if we're not doing that, we're not walking in that, then we're choosing something else, and you've made a choice. That's like people who don't vote and then gripe about who gets elected. If you didn't vote, you need to hush.
Well, I don't know why. It seems like they're both...
Well, it's not your decision to decide. It is our place to inquire of the Lord and obey. Amen. That's our place. That's what we're supposed to do. And if we follow what he says and we do what we're supposed to do, where our part of this is concerned. Even if the other person gets elected, if you voted for the person that God instructed you and in the way God instructed you to vote, and you obeyed the best of your heart, you seek his face, and you prayed, and you believed that's what you were supposed to do, and you obeyed it, you'll eat the good of the land. They can't curse what God's blessed. Not if God's people will make a stand of faith. Amen. Because the blessing that is on us and flowing through us is supposed to change the land. It'll change any land. If God calls you to go be someplace, don't be surprised if it's in famine. Don't be surprised at that. And certainly don't be irritated by that. Because that means you're going to have to prosper good enough to bless the whole country. Think about, now, what happened when Father Abraham went to Egypt? Well, God used that as a way of refuge for him in a time of famine, right? Well, now, okay, now we've got Isaac. He starts to go to Egypt because that's what his dad did. But God came to him and said, "Huh? No, I don't want you to do that. I want you to stay here." Now, what was the difference between Abraham and Isaac? When God told Abraham to go to Egypt, he had not been walking by faith all that long. Now listen now. But by the time Isaac was about ready to go to Egypt, he had been raised by faith. He had been raised to hear from God. He knew how to walk in the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. And he had no sorrow with it. He knew how. He knew how. He had learned from the Father himself. Whoa! He knew how to walk in it. And God saved an entire nation from famine and destruction, waterless, dried up crops and land. Look it up. Do some study, particularly in the Chumash, about the commentaries on this. That the fruit trees and the wells were dry. But then here comes Isaac, and he began to dig and open the old wells. Now, carnal thinking will kill you. Getting in strife over your feelings makes stupid decisions. Now, these are a desert people living in a harsh desert climate, and just because they didn't like Abraham, they filled up the wells with dirt. Duh. Get over it, stupid. Don't fill up your well with dirt just because you don't like a man because he's a Jew. That's stupid gone to seed, man. But here comes Isaac. He comes in there, and he begins to open those wells, man, and he hits water. Glory to God. He's got the blessing on him. And everywhere he goes, here comes water. Well, they come running to take it away from him. Well, that's okay. That's why he's there. So he digs another one. They come and get that one. So he digs another one. They come and get that one. And they got all bent out of shape over him, you know, and just taking stuff away from him just as fast as he'd dig it. So he just goes across the valley over there, and got over there, and he hit an underground aquifer. The guy's just getting richer and richer, and ain't nobody can stop it. Why? The blessing is functioning. And it's not, the blessing is not just raising up Isaac. The blessing is using Isaac's faith in God to stop this killer famine. Now, they got to a place where they thought the famine was over. The water's flowing. The fruit trees are bearing again. So, and besides that, the guy's gotten too rich. Read the commentaries about it. They said his estate and his home had come to the place where it was bigger than the palace, and he was living better than the king, and it just got to where that's just too much. Besides that, the famine's over anyway. Get the guy out of here. So they ran him off. And when they did, the wells stopped, the fruit trees dried up, crops failed. Well, see, the famine was still there. They thought the famine was over. No, the blessing had come in and had overridden that famine, overrode the work of the devil with the word and the promise of God. And it worked. It was working. And if they just keep their greedy mouth shut and let the man of God work, it would have continued and continued and continued till it would have been beyond anything that they could ask or think, because God's at work. What's happening? The Eden promise to Abraham is functioning. It's turning this dirt hole into a Garden of Eden. Now, that's what literally happened to the United States with a people that came here for one purpose. Don't get your eyes off the divine purpose of God that people came to this place, and they did it for one reason, to be able to sit in a tent in the state of Missouri and praise God and worship God any way we want to. That's what this nation was about. And the people that literally founded it. I'm not talking about the framers of the Constitution. I'm talking about the ones that covenanted this thing to God in prayer, crossed oceans to get here and dedicate this land to the Almighty God and to His child, the Christ. And the blessing of the Lord has been on it. And we've had a whole lot of help getting away from it. Somebody asked a man, this was a dean of law at a major, major university. And this goes back 30 years ago. And the question of the interviewer said, "Do you think we have too many laws on the books?" He said, "Well, you answer me." He said, "We have over 50,000 laws to enforce 10. And now, I don't know how many laws are on the books now. But it's still the same 10. Amen. And you step out of that into the law of Christ, and you think about what He said. To love the Lord your God the way He love one another the way He gave commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. And love the brethren even as He loved the brethren." And He uses the word "even as." How can we love one another on the same level that Jesus loved? How can we possibly do that? Because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Spirit of love, by the Holy Spirit, by the Spirit of the Word. Amen. It's a supernatural thing. You can't do it in the natural, but you can sure do it in God. You can take His Word before Him and say, "Sir, You said this. You said this, and I'm here to obey it." And as you and I both know, my track record has a lot of foul-ups in it. But I'm asking you to bridge the difference. I'm asking you to wipe out this whole past of failure and help me to learn. Help me to be sensitive to Your Word and to Your love, and to pray for those that are in authority. And pray before I vote, and then go vote, praise God, and do what I'm commanded to do here. Amen.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and we are happy that you have been with us for a session from our 2014 Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Please contact us at billybrim.org, that's billybrim.org, or 1-800-972-3447, and please do mention that you've heard our radio broadcast. You can even write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615.